Iowa everywhere.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze.
Saturday, May 18th, Wells Fargo Arena. Tickets available at HyVTix.com or the box office.
Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Produced by Outback Presents.
All Access. An inside look at what it takes to operate Iowa's largest entertainment and convention facilities. This is Iowa Events Center All Access.
From Iowa Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of All Access here on the Iowa Everywhere Podcast Network. We're presented, as always, by our friends at the Iowa Event Center here in the Channel Seed Studios. Matt Van Winkle, my good friend Adam Flack over at Wells Fargo Arena. Man, it was rocking this past week with Zach Bryan, the highly anticipated shows that we've been talking about for so long. Two nights at Wells Fargo Arena. We got to go to the Thursday show, and it was incredible, man. It was electric. I know the crowd was into it the whole night, and I got to see you there, so I know you got to witness it as well. Pretty cool, huh?
Matt, I'm tired. It was a long stretch. Two amazing shows, and I'm glad to hear your voice is recovered. I assume you're up there singing like 15,000 other people were throughout the night. So what a great show.
It really was unique for people that maybe hadn't seen pictures, but they set up the stage in the middle, the round, is that what they call it there, Adam? And it was just, you know, he moved around all different sides of the arena and really got the crowd involved. And the coolest thing I thought too is, and we've talked about just kind of his ascension, Zach Bryan's, you know, starting off in, you know, smaller theaters, moving to Hinterland last year, and now selling out two shows at Wells Fargo Arena. You know, the last person to sell multiple nights is, you know, Garth Brooks. He's kind of on that level, but he's such a young artist in this industry. It was cool to see multiple generations at that show, and everybody knew every word to every song. I couldn't believe it. It was like even the songs I really didn't know about, he would stop singing and everyone else would be singing along like at the top of their lungs. It was crazy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think it was the most energized crowd, sustained energized crowd that I've seen since we opened in 2005. I would put this in the top five shows that we've hosted, just from the crowd energy, you know, kind of hearing his story. You know, he starts at Val Air, goes to Hinterland, comes and plays two nights at the arena. First multiple act since, you know, Garth Brooks. I mean, it's pretty incredible to see his ascension. You know, with an artist that's going to be here for two nights, like, how do we take care of this crew? You know, how do we take care of them? And so we set up a lounge for the crew, and we got a couple pool tables, dartboard, a jukebox, you know, just kind of set up that Great American Bar Scene, right? His next album title. Cool. And so we put this room together for everybody. And then like a week before they come to town, we find out, oh yeah, he travels with a pool table. He'll have it out in the backstage area as well. So I'm like, okay, well, he's got one, and now we've got one for the rest of the crew. So that's pretty incredible too, right? You try to do a small gesture. You welcome them into your house for a couple nights, and the crew was phenomenal. Had a great time, very respectful and laid back, and just, you know, can't say enough about the show. And the next show in the round we're going to have is Nate Bargatze. So country and comedy coming through this summer.
Well, jumping back quick to Zach Bryan too. I know a couple of weeks ago you had Tim McGraw show up in a Caitlin Clark jersey. Well, Zach Bryan showed up Thursday night in an Iowa Hawkeye t-shirt. So I know some people were happy about that.
Yeah, half the crowd maybe was happy about it. And the other half the crowd is maybe open for a little red. That's why we had to put our red on today. But Yeah, you know, it's obviously it's Caitlin Clark's world. We're all just participating in it, and gave a great shout out to her.
Well, man, it was great seeing you at the Zach Bryan show. We had a bunch of our Iowa Everywhere listeners and our winners from the contest that we had a couple months ago. So we really appreciate you guys hosting those listeners, and I know they all had a great time as well.
Oh, I don't know how they couldn't. That show was phenomenal. And I'm assuming they all sang along with you and the rest of the crew up there. It's just a high energy show for 2 hours of Zach Bryan. He went hit after hit after hit, which was pretty incredible.
Well, you mentioned we had Tim McGraw, Kane Brown, Zach Bryan, a bunch of great country acts to kind of get us started into the spring as we head into summer. And we thought it would be a good opportunity to bring on Danger from the Nash FM morning show. 97.3 to give us a nice little preview of the concerts to come in Central Iowa this summer. Well, we've got a special guest joining us here on All Access today. It's Danger from the Danger and Lindsay Morning Show on Nash FM. Danger, thanks for hopping in with us on All Access. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. It does make me wonder, though, Adam, where's my pool table when I come down there?
You know,
I never have a pool table.
We can arrange for that. You get to go in all the cool rooms anyway.
You start selling out two nights down here. We'll put a pool table anywhere you want.
Right. Matt, I think I was telling you, I'll fill Danger in. You know, I was telling him that we've kind of grown up a little bit together here, Danger, over the last 20 years. I mean, when I first started and we're working on the Iowa Deer Classic with Johnny Nordiker and some of those promotions, I distinctly remember Danger coming down with a shirt on, and there were prizes taped to that shirt. And Johnny had a Nerf gun. And so winners could come down and shoot a Nerf gun at Danger to win tickets to the Iowa Deer Classic or a tree stand or all sorts of prizes. So we go back a long time.
I'm glad you remember those things, because even I don't remember them all. That's awesome. Yeah. Yes. That's great. And you guys were talking a little bit ago about Zach Bryan that was just in town last week, and how he went from, you know, played Val Air, played Hinterland, played the arena, and then Nate Bergazzi coming up. I mean, same type deal. You got a guy who you've seen in a number of different places here around town. And I'll tell you what, my goodness, you talk about one of the funniest people that you could ever see. I don't know how much you guys have followed like any of his stand-up, but ever since the first time I heard this guy, I was like, okay, that's one of the best people you will ever listen to.
He's got that great dry delivery, you know, just talking about real life experiences with his family. I mean, clean comic, but just funny. Yeah. Like you can't stop from laughing. So looking forward to that show.
The stories he tells about his wife are fantastic. Yeah. So good. I'm really looking forward to that one for sure.
Well, Danger, we wanted to bring you on too, because we wanted to kind of preview for people some of the incredible country acts that are coming through Des Moines, through Central Iowa, through our great state here. And man, Adam, you guys get some pretty big acts coming this summer, May, June, and August. We start things with, you know, Cody Johnson coming in May. I know that's going to be a huge show for you guys. You were telling us yesterday that show is selling really well and should be a really packed show.
Selling really well. It's close to selling out. You know, our buddy Chris Williams loves the Justin Moore aspect of that show. But Cody Johnson, you know, that's another artist that I've been hearing about for a long time. And really before he hit the mainstream, that Red Dirt Country selling out shows down in Oklahoma, Texas. I'm just going, man, who is this guy? All of a sudden the radio pops and his career has just boomed. I mean, Danger, maybe talk about that a little bit. It's like you're on the front lines of that in terms of helping grow these artists through radio. But that's one that kind of grew pretty quickly as well, right?
He did. And, you know, another one of those that just had this following. He had a fan base that really found him. And then you start to listen to some of these songs and you hear some of them. And you talk about a guy, too, that is authentic country through and through.
Sure.
You know, and that's one of the things that I think everybody loves so much about this guy is – truly what you see is what you get with him. I think we had a story just the other day about him going, and I forget, it might have been with the Texas Rangers, but throwing out a first pitch, throws a strike, but then taking batting practice. But he's still doing it in his cowboy boots and his jeans. It's not like, you know, it's not like he's out there in tennis shoes. It's like this dude is a legit cowboy. And so when he sings about that and stuff, you know, it's really coming from inside of him. And I think people love that about Cody Johnson. He's another one of those that you haven't had the chance to see a ton in the area. You know, we were talking about Zach Bryan that maybe has made a couple stops along the way to the arena. but you haven't had a chance to see him a lot. I think that there is an appetite right now for that with a lot of people. You've got your favorites that anytime they come around, it's like the show is so good, you know, you're going to be there. And I think you have some others as well. When it's my first time to catch them in like this setting, so to speak, it's like, okay, I've got to be there to see that what that show is like. And I think that's one of the things when you talk about how well Cody Johnson's selling to me, it's makes complete sense. I think people really are looking forward to seeing what that show looks like in an arena of that size. And especially some of these guys, and you know, when they start to get their first like headlining opportunities, it's your stage, it's your lighting, it's, yeah, you know, what do you want shown behind you? You're not just opening for somebody else where it's like, this is my time slot, I got to fit into what you want to do. It's like, I'm calling the shots on what I want this to look and sound like. It's one of the things I think people get really excited for is, okay, I want to see what you present when you get to do exactly what you want to do. That Cody Johnson show is going to be great. I can't wait for it.
That was one of the things that was really cool too about the show with Zach Bryan is that he really does feature the musicians that are along with him too. You really get that full scope of the full musicianship of these people. And I'm sure that's exactly what Cody Johnson and these other country acts are going to bring. That's a little bit different than what you get like a pop show, right? You get to really see some of these full instrumentals, and it's really, really incredible. Like Zach had a fiddle player and a steel guitar, and it was really, really impressive.
Yeah, so, you know, to your point, when the new kids would bring their mixtape tour through, you know, my wife, you talk about somebody who, new kids on the block, like she said, when we went to see them on one of the mixtape tours, we're on the way to the arena, and she looks at me and says, I wish I could go back and tell 10-year-old me that we're going to be here at the show tonight. Because it was, she was so excited, but the show was very different than the shows you're used to seeing, because they're out there, they're singing, they're dancing, they're performing, but there's not an instrument to be seen. You know what I mean? To me, it's like, okay, you must have this, you know, track that you're during the show to. And it's not knocking anything at all. It's just the way the show is presented. But they are very, very different.
Yeah, for sure. And coming up in June, you guys are actually, Nash FM's presenting Parker McCollum June 27th at Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, really looking forward to Parker McCollum. He's another one that I feel like has really, I mean, he has this fan base, but he's been able to grow from that. He's been able to add to that, you know. People continue to find him. He's been able to put some hit songs out. I think he made a joke recently about he's got a couple number one hits now, and he's only, you know, like 60 behind George Strait at this point or whatever it is. But it's nice to see him sometimes when they're just starting to get this career going, and you get your first opportunity to see him and kind of get a feel for who it is that they are and what it is that they like to do on stage.
And then, Adam, you guys bring in one of the biggest acts in country, Luke Bryan, in August. That's going to be – we've seen him around the state in different settings, but I'm sure you guys are happy to be having him at Wells Fargo.
You know, that's one that we've tried for years to get Luke Bryan, and I probably talked to Danger numerous times about, hey, we're going to get a Luke Bryan date. Then we don't get it. Then he starts doing the farm tour, and so he's outside. So that really takes him away from coming inside, because there's no point in coming twice. We finally booked him for 2020, and a little something happened in 2020 that caused us to delay Luke Bryan another 4 years. Excited to get Luke Bryan back again, or for the first time here at Wells Fargo Arena as a headliner. Because that's one that, you know, we've thought we've had numerous times. So you just see like the difference in acts and Danger. Maybe give people a peek behind the curtain, because, you know, country does it right. They grow their acts. You're coming in as an opener like Taylor Swift did, and then you're coming back as a headliner and just blowing up. And we can go back through 20 years of concerts and see, oh, Blake Shelton was an opener. And you look at it today, you're like, I can't believe he was an opener just, you know, 15 years ago. But talk about how country music works with radio. You know, they take care of you when they're here in town and come to the shows. They come down and see you. Just kind of talk about your experience working with some of these artists.
Well, I mean, I've worked in country from when I started in this business. What I can tell you is the relationships that you kind of get with these artists, and you start to meet them. And what I think one of the great things about country is I think these are real people that are musicians, but I think first and foremost, it's like, I'm just good old boy or girl from this place. And I think that many of them do think of themselves as, I'm just a regular person that gets to get up here and play music. So it's easy to kind of talk to them and relate to them, you know, where you can have this conversation. You kind of get a chance to know them. But yes, they do. They put a lot of time and energy into how they're presenting themselves, making sure that they're accessible to fans. You go back to just country music in general, and you go back, you know, it was called fanfare for the longest time, and, you know, where, you know, fan fest, and where the artists get out in Nashville, people have a chance to come out and meet these stars face to face and, you know, stand in line. Yeah. But to get an autograph, to get their pictures taken, but they really seem to be open to wanting to know the fans, understanding that it's like, okay, if you're out farming in Iowa and you come to my show, I know what it's like to work on a farm. I did that when I was growing up.
Sure.
And so I think the relatability is one thing in country music that I think really, really is nice and easy. I've always said to me, if you listen to a country music song, I feel like a lot of country music songs, they sing about what your life is like. They're singing about making ends meet, you know, the money's stretched. You know, I've got a truck payment that I got to make. And then if you listen to a lot of pop songs, I feel like they sing about what their life is. I'm flying here. I'm partying here. I'm with this celebrity. And it's like, I think it's one of the things why country music, and especially somewhere like Iowa, means so much to the fans. Cause it's like, okay, you know, when Phil Vassar sings Just Another Day in Paradise, you're singing about my life, not yours. And I think that's one of the reasons that that people do it so right. But you go back to some of the openers. You guys had the opening of the Thomas Rhett tour.
Yep.
And Nate Smith, who was the first guy on that night, that was the biggest show he has ever played. And he was supposed to be doing a full band show. Not all of his equipment showed up. So they had to borrow instruments from another act that was on that night. And then to be able to get the show on, and we had a chance to talk to him beforehand. And he was like, man, I'm so nervous about this show tonight. He was like, I've never played to a crowd this big. So like when you hear that, and they're totally real people. And I told him afterwards, I was like, dude, you crushed it. It was great. You were fantastic. I said, I'm not saying don't do the full band, but if you have to go acoustic every night, it's going to work for you, man. You got it. But you know, you've seen him since he did a free stage at the fair. He's going to be coming back to town again. I mean, they love to get back in here. They love to create fans. It's nice to see with country music, and they're really, really nice to get a chance to meet them.
We mentioned some of the great acts coming to Wells Fargo Arena. There's also a handful of music festivals, you know, concert series going on around Central Iowa. So the River Ruckus, I guess it used to be called the River Ruckus, is now just the Ruckus, and it's moved to Adventureland this year. It's Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th. I believe it's Chris Young and Jake Owen are headlining that show. And I was actually reading that Chris Young was the very first headliner for the River Ruckus back in 2009. So that's kind of cool that they're bringing him back for this kind of new era of the Ruckus.
Yeah. And you talk about a super nice guy too. Again, mm-hmm. Chris Young is one of those that when he was first starting off, we had the chance to do some things with him and work with him. And every now and again, you would find yourself spending a lot of time with these people, and you get to realize it's like, oh, this is a really, really good dude. But I mean, mm-hmm. the long career, I mean, to be able to say I played it in 2009, it's 2024. I'm still putting out hits. I'm still relevant. That should be a great time, should be a great show. I mean, it's got to be one of the challenges if you're in a position of trying to bring acts. You know, Adam, you were talking about how hard it was to finally get a chance where you can get a Luke Bryan in. You look at the amount of shows, because he did. He had those farm tour shows where he was doing the outside shows, so he would be in town. But then you got to think, you're also working around a schedule that includes American Idol. Tim McGraw was in town not long ago. I heard him on an interview on Nights with Elena that we run in the evening, and he was talking about how hard it is to make any plans at all. He said, my life is scheduled out basically for the next couple of years, because you've got to figure, I'm doing television, I'm doing movies, yeah. I'm performing. I know when I have to get in a studio and do an album. You all of these things take a long time to put together, to present, to put a tour together, and to start dropping those things in. And then you look at us and it's just like, hey, we want these people to show up not having any idea, you know, how hard it is to work around all everything that they have going on.
You know, it's crazy. You talk about radius clauses and you can't, you know, you can't oversaturate the market. I mean, speaking of Ruckus, you know, they added Russell Dickerson and Maddie and Tate to their lineup late. And I'm assuming that's because they already had a show booked at Vibrant Music Hall. And so they didn't announce that one until that show played. The next week, they're added to the Ruckus lineup. So it's all of that logistical challenge of trying to book these tours and get them in.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, because we'll get a lot of, here's what we've got, there'll be more to come. And we don't always dive into, okay, what's the more to come? When is it going to be here? When, you know, we're ready when you, you know, when you bring it. But it's, you know, I thought the same thing when that announce came through. It's like, okay, that's probably what was working around there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things get kind of crazy in August. We got obviously Hinterland to kick off August, and then the Iowa State Fair, August 8th through the 18th. You mentioned Thomas Rhett, Brett Young's going to be there. I was also looking at some great shows coming to the Lords and Amphitheater. I mean, they get Willie Nelson back there. He's played there before, and I don't know how old, we talked about this before, Adam. Is he in his 90s now, but still puts on a really good show? Robert Plant and Allison Krauss are coming, so some really cool acts.
They just did something for his 90th birthday, I thought. So
okay, at least 90, yeah.
It's funny. So Lindsay, who is my co-host, that's what she says. She says, she always says, Willie Nelson's been old since I was a little kid. She always says it. So it's like, yeah, Willie Nelson has always looked like Willie the way he does now to me.
So some of the other Lordson shows that I was seeing too, some really big names in country, John Party, Brantley Gilbert, Jamie Johnson, kind of round out the amphitheater for country at least. So some pretty big names there as well.
Yeah. I mean, Adam, you might think the same when you see it, but there was a time I felt like where we would have almost like a busy season, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah. Okay, it's going to start to be, that's out the window now. I mean, busy season is the beginning of January to the end of December. It's like there's always something somewhere is what it feels like.
Yeah, and I think that's a testament to what you guys do. You know, you and Lindsay and everybody out at Nash, I mean, you're promoting it. You know, I'll call danger. You know, sometimes we talk quite often where we're talking, hey, what do you think about this show? Or what's your promo counter look like? What can we do with this one? And they do a great job out there. But just the number of facilities and festivals and acts that are just touring right now. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a summer concert calendar this busy in this market. And, you know, whether that's because of Vibrant or Hinterland or all these different venues that are popping up, Valair being reopened. It's pretty incredible to see how busy Central Iowa is going to be with concerts.
Well, I mean, just when you think about the fact that there was Kane Brown on a Thursday night, then there's Zach Bryan on the next Thursday night, Zach Bryan on that Friday night, then there's Cody Johnson, what, less than a month out from that. And that those are the, you know, because we had conversations about other shows that were looking at, hey, where can I slot in here? You know, so it's like as much as there's a ton, there's always people looking going, where can I get in on that as well?
Yeah. So. Yeah, and we're, you know, Matt, to another peek behind the curtain is we get called about artists, and it's like, well, we got to figure out what else do we have on our calendar first. Yeah. And so, oh, it's a country act, so we got to make sure when's the next country act after they would play, or what does the on-sale calendar look like? Because you don't want to hurt each artist by, you know, going on sale with something the week of a big show or a show that needs help. But then now we have to look at, okay, you want to play in September? Well, all this promotional inventory is taken up by the summer festival, so you got to find the right week to slot it in. So we're calling all the time with our partners at radio. You know, Jelly Roll is going to the state fair. And you remember the conversation we had about Jelly Roll a couple years ago?
Yes.
I mean, we were looking at a potential Co-Wetzel and Jelly Roll date, like a co-headlining date in the arena. And it's like the first call is always the danger. What do you think of this?
Yeah.
You know, what do you think of the act? Would it play well here? Just to try to get a sense of it. You know, what do we think the market can do? And what are we hearing on the radio? I think at that time it was like, we're not playing either one.
Right. I mean, Jelly Roll was another one that you talk about, a guy that was like, here I am, and here's a bunch of songs. And immediately it was like, sell out everywhere. You know, everywhere you go, you can't get a ticket.
It's crazy because, I mean, you're right, Adam. The people in radio, they're tapped into what's hot, what's new. So you guys are kind of the boots on the ground. And it's cool that you guys kind of have that partnership and work together and bringing the best, the newest acts to Des Moines here. We really appreciate that.
You can tell, too, you know, like there will be times where it's like, hey, we are totally invested in this artist, making this artist work. We're working very hard to find the right songs that are going to resonate, the way to present this, you know, this artist to the audience. And it does help, you know, when you get a call, you know, if Adam says, hey, what do you think of so-and-so? And to be able to say, hey, I know that they are doing everything they can on their end. It lets us know that on our end, okay, we know that they're not going to slack on what they're trying to bring to the table. So if we decide to get involved here, we've got, you know, it's a safe bet that things could break our way, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think the ultimate goal, too, is at the end of the day, really what you're trying to do is offer people something that they're going to be excited about, that they want to be a part of, that they want to come and see, that when they say, okay, I've got, this is my entertainment budget, this is what I can spend going out and doing things, that they're going to look at it and go, and I'm excited to be part of what you are going to be there and be a part of. And I think that's the goal, is what they, and you, there's nothing better than the, to me, than the end of a show, like the next day, when everything that we're seeing and hearing from everybody is, man, what a great night, what a great show, I loved this, this was my favorite part. When you have that, it's just like, man, nailed it. It's what somebody like, in my mind, somebody like a Kenny Chesney has provided to the audience for so many years. Like, you would leave that and you would talk to everybody the next day, and it's like, that party last night was absolutely insane. You know, and knowing that it's like, I'm going to bring it tonight. I'm going to give you the best Thursday night or Friday night or anything that I can provide, and everybody's loving it. Yeah, those are great.
Danger, is there one show this summer that you're looking forward to most?
Man, I'm somebody that really loves getting out to a show. I will say this. You've got the George Strait show that's coming to Jack Trice, right? Mm-hmm. I saw, and I think it was 97, and I hadn't been at the radio station that long, but I saw the George Strait Country Music Festival at Jack Trice Stadium. And you talk about a lineup then, and yeah, I mean, it went, you had, not everybody was at the level that they are now, but you had George Strait, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, Jody Messina, I mean, all on this one bill on the same night. It was incredible. It was such a great night. So I'm really looking forward to that. You got Chris Stapleton that, Adam, I've seen him at the arena. You've had him down there a couple different times. You talk about a guy, the kind of show that he puts on, you know, you're seeing somebody who's a very talented singer, a very talented guitar player. He's just great to see and hear live. Anytime you can get a person where you're like, man, you sound just as good as you do on an album, give me that for sure. But those that'll are, be a good
those
one.
Are
looking
forward in to Little that. Big Town too. And those are three acts yeah. that really, you know, potentially, I mean, would sell out Wells Fargo Arena too. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. So that'll be a good one. But yes, honestly, you know, we were talking Nate Bargatze earlier as a non-concert, you know, the guy is hilarious. I'm not kidding. That is one of the ones this year where it's like, I'm all in on that for sure.
Cool. Awesome. Well, he's Danger from the Nash FM morning show. Let people know when they can listen to you and Lindsay.
We start at 6 o'clock every weekday morning. We go until 10. We wake up at about 8. So that's when, no, I'm just kidding. But start at 6 o'clock every weekday morning, Nash FM 97.3. So swing by. We'd love to have you.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you giving our listeners a little insight to the country music lineup coming to Central Iowa this summer. Appreciate it, Danger.
Thanks, guys. We'll all see right. you.
Thanks, Danger.
Awesome. He's, like you said, he's a great resource, a great tool for you guys to kind of stay up to date on the latest in country music. That's awesome.
And the energy that he comes on the air with, you know, like that's like, you wake up in the morning, you turn it on and you're immediately up, and they're fun. They're talking about different things, but just, you know, the friendship and the respect I have for him in terms of, I can always give him a call and, you know, find out, what do you think about this artist? What do you think about this time frame? What else is going on in the market? And I never have to worry about him saying something he shouldn't, you know, if another venue is kind of holding an artist, and they don't want him to talk about it. He won't, he might say, we've got something, I can't really tell you who it is, but mm-hmm. you might want to move your on sale, or you might want to look mm-hmm. at doing this. So just appreciate, you know, the whole media community here in Des Moines is good, but Danger's the best when you need something like that.
Hey, before we sign off, I just want to mention the Barnstormers this Saturday, right?
They've struggled to start the season, so they got to get going. So we need people out here at Wells Fargo Arena to watch the Barnstormers and get them back on the right track. So rough start to the year, but still plenty of time to get a turnaround for a playoff push here. So
just want to remind people as well, some of the great shows coming. Nate Bargatze, as we mentioned, May 18th, Parker McCollum, June 27th, Luke Bryan, August 24th. All those shows HyveeTix.com. You can get your tickets there.
Thank you, Matt. Hey, I do want to mention, we haven't been on the air since AJR played on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell us about that show.
A couple weeks ago. And something pretty cool happened at that show. I don't know if you heard about that, but Dean Lewis is the opener for AJR.
Okay.
And he somehow had gotten injured or sick or something happened where he went off to get checked out at one of our local hospitals here in Des Moines before that show. And they determined he couldn't perform. And so I'm sitting in my office and our event manager comes in. He goes, yeah, Andrew Hoyt's going to open now instead of Dean Lewis. And I looked at him, I'm like, Andrew Hoyt, for those that don't know, he's a local guy. So he was actually my daughter's elementary music teacher last year at Westwood Elementary. She actually taught two of my kids and really pursued music as a full-time job. And he got a call like at 3 o'clock that afternoon and came down and played and opened for AJR in the arena. So you talk about quick ascent up to the arena level. Something maybe he wasn't quite thinking he was going to do when he went out for his jog that day, but he killed it. The crowd loved it. And, you know, I hope Andrew Hoyt, his career continues to grow. So go check out Andrew Hoyt music if you get a chance.
That's such a cool opportunity and so cool that he was able to step up to the plate and provide a good show for you guys before AJR. That's super cool.
Yeah, I don't know that I could have done it. You know, when you're probably playing some pretty small venues and then you get said, hey, why don't you come into the 15,000 seater and just open here quickly. You got a couple hours to prepare.
Well, thanks again to Danger from Nash FM for kind of providing us a nice preview to the country music lineup this summer in Iowa. Adam, appreciate you. We're signing off here from the Channel Seed Studios. Another episode of All Access presented by the Iowa Event Center.
Iowa everywhere.